Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. We know that when it does come to the topic of charity, we hold it, this topic, very close to our hearts, because we want to be as human as possible with our feelings. And Islam does encourage us very much to be not only compassionate, but stand in solidarity with those who are around us who are not as fortunate as you and I. And that's why sadaqah is given in different levels. Depending on your financial capacity, depending on what it is that you are able to do or have. And that's why we said that there are many applications of sadaqah. Doesn't necessarily need to be money. For example, you are in university and you know that there's a poor family, and the poor family can't afford to have a tutor. You tutor their children. That's the best form of sadaqah, like all the other very, very good forms of sadaqah. So we need to expand in our understanding of what sadaqah represents. And all of it is for the sake of other people who are around you. You want to elevate their status in the society. You want to improve their welfare. You want to make sure that medication is facilitated for them, or water, or anything else along those lines. And of course, that's really, really heart lifting. You know, it does really give you that motivation that you need. And that's why there are many effects for sadaqah. And we did say that sadaqah repels evil. We did say that sadaqah removes a bad omen from you, removes your nuhusa. That sadaqah will increase in your rizq itself. You know, the more money you give away, the more money you're going to receive. Subhanallah. And that is that whole element of you having that unconditional faith in alamul ghayb, in the realm of the unseen. That because God is telling you to do it, you're doing it, and you're leaving the rest for God. You have absolute tawakkul ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the perfect thing about all of this. So Imam al-Baqir, salamullahi alayhi, he says, وَالْبِرُّ وَالصَّدَقَ السِّرُّ يَنْفِيَانَ الْفَقْرِ. Birr, righteousness, and giving out charity privately, يَنْفِيَانَ الْفَقْرِ, will repel poverty, will keep poverty away from you. وَيَزِيدَانِ فِي الْعُمُرِ, being righteous, giving sadaqah, will increase in your lifespan. وَيَدْفَعَانِ عَنْ سَبْعِينَ Mitata su, and it will repel, it will keep you away from 70 different kinds of bad deaths. Subhanallah. An sab'een mitata su. Another hadith, it says that if you wake up in the morning, we mentioned this before, if you were to wake up in the morning and pay sadaqah, you won't have nahs, any kind of nahs for that day. And if you sleep in the night time paying sadaqah, you won't have any nahs for that night as well. And of course, there are many, many examples. Important thing for us to remember is لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرِّ. You will never attain righteousness حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا, until you pay مِمَّا تُحِبُونَ, that which you love. What do you love the most? Everyone loves the most, and as far as the dunyawi side is concerned, is money. And therefore, you won't be able to attain righteousness until you pay, you give away that which you love the most.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life.
This book,
مفاتیح ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون دماغ و صاحب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم صاحب داره. دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام همونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
That's why in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to speak about, you know, how important it is for a person to continue on with this important practice of sadaqah giving. It needs to be like a daily routine. It needs to be something that you do regularly, not only for you, your family members as well. So you teach your son, you teach your daughter from a young age. You say, okay, well, there's that poor person over there. Here's some coins, go and give it to them. So they learn from a young age to keep be aware of there being poor people around them and helping them and doing charity work and things like that. You will extinguish the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by paying sadaqah. Your lifespan will increase. Your wealth will increase. Sicknesses will be removed away from you. You will be free of calamities. Istanzilu rizqa bisadaqah, Rasulullah says, that expect rizq through paying sadaqah. Rasulullah also says, laysa min muslimin yatasaddaqu bisadaqatin illa min tibin. And as I said, you need to give it out of goodwill. The Holy Prophet says, you're not a Muslim if you give sadaqah and it's not out of goodwill. And if you do so, illa wada'aha fi kaff ar-Rahman fayurabbiha lahu hatta yamla' kaffah. So as I said, it's going to reach the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I mentioned this hadith in the previous episode. Then we know that it is going to repel evil. Dawu and sickness. The Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, Dawu mardakum. Medicate your sick people. Give medication to your sick people. How? Bisadaqah, by paying sadaqah. So sadaqah is a form of medication for the sick. Wadfa'u al-bala'a bil-du'a. Wastanzilu al-rizqa bil-sadaqah. And repel misfortune through du'a. And receive or expect rizq by paying sadaqah. You want rizq, you pay sadaqah. You want to get rid of a sickness, you pay sadaqah. Of course, then another application again for sadaqah is waqf, what we call an endowment, what we call sadaqah jariyah. So ongoing charity. Sometimes you give someone some money, okay, that is something that they're going to spend and it's over. Sometimes though, you want to give sadaqah jariyah. Sadaqah jariyah, which will mean that its reward is continuous. Even when you are in your grave, its reward will continue to come back to you. And there are many examples of sadaqah jariyah. If you were to build a well, that's the best sadaqah jariyah. If you were to build a hospital, that's the best sadaqah jariyah. Especially if it's a charity hospital, that's the best sadaqah jariyah. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahireen.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children's cries.
That was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.